This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn on vacation. And two things real quick with the Orioles, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked me why was I not looking forward to this series against the Chicago White Sox. It's because of what Joe just said. The two worst teams in the American League.
Yeah.
And considering that they're, you know, right tugging on our heels. Did they play last night? Let me see the total, win total. They have 18, we have 19. So they're tugging right on our heels. I don't want the opportunity to be in the worst team in the American League when the series is over. I don't want to play them.
Yeah, it's no joke.
It's not.
It's not a joke. It's like, I can't believe we're having this conversation.
We are.
I can't believe it. Really?
So that's why I'm not. Why are you not looking forward to the Chicago White Sox? Why would I? Right now, they're the worst team in the American League. They got a head-to-head chance not to be.
Yeah. Small victories.
I'll take them any way I can get them right now.
Yeah.
There are no small victories. Another thing with the Orioles, and you didn't know this, I told you I watched Colton Cowles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Masson now airs select AAA Norfolk Tide games. I had a chance to watch him yesterday. Pretty good job they do on the broadcast, to be honest with you. He had, what, three doubles, Joe? I saw two of them. I didn't see the third one. I did not see game two. I don't think game two was televised with Jordan Westbrook.
I think it's pretty cool they're doing that.
I think it's awesome.
I didn't know until you told me. But I'd watch that.
Yeah. I think that it was a doubleheader based on rain. I think the first game was supposed to air the night before. So they aired the first game. I mm-hmm. think that's how that worked. And maybe I just didn't stay around long enough to see the second game. But I know the first game was televised on Masson. So it was good to see him. He looks good. Looks good. Looks in great shape.
Good.
Swinging the bat well. I didn't see him in the field. I don't even know if he played the field. I didn't make a play out there, I don't think. So good to see Colton Cowles and Jordan Westbrook. And I asked you, do you think, because Joe reported, and I heard somebody else report, that those two could be eligible to return late next week. Am I right, Joe? Do you think they'll return them on the road at home? And you said home, so they'll probably bring them back in Sacramento?
I bet they put them on the road.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little easier. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's only because, I don't know, it's a long flight, but who cares? I
mean, yeah, because they could fly out Thursday
and
rest up and play Friday.
Yeah.
They could both do that.
I can't believe you're playing in Sacramento.
Yeah. I've been to Seattle, but I've never been to Sacramento. It's going to be, you do realize it's going to be something else with me broadcasting from those two cities. It'll be 3:02 in the a.m., Joe. 3:02 in the a.m.
Yeah.
It is going to be something.
It's going to be something. Yeah, the schedule's going to be whacked.
It is. It's for a whole week.
Is it a whole week? Oh, that's
fly
right.
Fly out Sunday.
Yeah.
Come back Sunday. The good thing is, though, Orioles are off Monday. So that first day, I'll get to do the show and just sleep.
And yeah. But you're going to be in Seattle Monday. They're playing Monday. In Seattle first.
Yeah.
That's better.
Seattle Tuesday through Thursday and Sacramento Friday through Sunday and then head back home.
Yeah. So, I mean, Sacramento's okay. It's like any state capital. Except Annapolis, I think, is a really nice state capital. Because, like, Albany, New York sucks.
It does.
Sacramento's like, it's okay. But, I mean, because I spent a lot of time in Northern California because that's where my wife was from. We can be out there a lot. Ex-wife, excuse me.
Yeah, you better change that.
When it gets back to somebody. But it's all right. It's still California.
It said it's like, you know, like it used to be a rodeo city,
mm-hmm.
and then now they're fighting their identity of being a rodeo city, but it's still kind of a rodeo city.
Yeah.
It said it's not California.
No, you know what? That is California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Los Angeles is not California.
See, that's what I thought, because like I don't think Miami is Florida.
New York City's not New York State.
Yeah.
It's not, New York City's nothing like the rest. New York State's beautiful and rural and like.
I would argue Baltimore is not Maryland.
Yeah.
Think about it. Absolutely, every other place you go in Maryland is semi-rural.
Yeah.
I mean, Baltimore is not.
People always identify with these big cities, and it's like, nah. To me, L.A. is not California. A lot of L.A. is up there. It's all lumber and, you know, the wine country. Yeah. A lot of lumber up there, and it's very different.
I wonder if Jeff Arnold is going on that trip, because he's big time into wine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He is a wine aficionado. Seriously. I mean, we sat at dinner one night, and he ordered wine, and I asked him a question, and he sent me through a wine through a wine education course. It was. I mean, it wasn't boring. Because I was actually asking questions. He and his wife went out there to Napa Valley and visited out there. He's big time into the wine.
Yeah, it's easy. It's only like an hour away. It's like right there, so it's not far.
That's what I'm saying. If he's going on that day off Monday, he's definitely going to venture up there. Ain't no doubt in my mind. He loves wine too much not to.
I think he'll visit Folsom Prison too. It's like you'll see.
Leave it to Ed.
I heard there was a song about that place.
Leave it to Ed, man. You know, we talk about hanging out. Yeah, Jeff Arnold is on this trip. So there's that. Yeah,
that's cool. That's a nice trip.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this Friday morning, this week has been crazy because of the off day.
Yeah.
It feels like. It doesn't really feel like Friday.
No, it's amazing. It, you know, one day off just makes it. I think every week should be 4 weeks, 4 days long. It's just such a difference.
Just more energized.
Yeah, it blows by. It's like you feel like you're cheating or you're getting some for free.
See, in the world in which we live, forget about this place. In the world in which we live, you think the honesty is going to make things easier on us? When's the last time things have been made easier for us?
I did never.
Never. I'm not even talking about this place. I'm talking in general.
No, in life, yeah.
Yeah, nothing's made easier. Even when they tell you this will make life easier, the transition to whatever they're talking about is tedious.
Yeah.
So you're making my life more complicated transitioning to me to something that's supposed to make it more make it easier.
Yeah, it's not. It seems like life's just getting harder. The wealth gap gets bigger and life just gets tougher.
Oh, that's that.
It's a real thing, man.
Yeah.
You talk to people. Sometimes I can't believe the amount of money people have. And how much, you know, the way, how different lives are. I talked to a friend who's like, talking about staying in a hotel was like $3,000 a night.
Who? Where?
I'm trying to remember the city it was in. It was.
Can
sunny.
I stay half a day?
I think they have 4 hours. They say 4 hours. Like,
jeez, $3,000.
Yeah, I mean, even you look. It's like being that frog in the water when they crank up the heat slowly. Like you don't realize after a while. But I told you, I was looking at Ocean City.
Yeah.
Like the 3,000. That was like you know, out of the country. But I mean, Ocean City. I was looking for next weekend. You know, two nights. It was like $1,200 for like a little normal, you know, OC hotel.
And can I ask the question? Why? What is there about Ocean City that makes, I know people who spend a gazillion dollars for a week of Ocean City and the response is that's because that's what we've always done.
Right.
And this is no joke. And I did the comparison. I spent the same amount of time 2 years ago in Tampa.
Right.
As a friend of mine did in Ocean City, counting the flight, I spent $400 more. That's counting the flight. Where would you rather be?
Right.
Ocean City or Tampa?
I get it. Believe me.
I mean, that's not even, I'm like, what? Yeah. So I can go Ybor City, I can go downtown Tampa, I can go right over to Clearwater. I have all of these options around me for $400 more. At the end of the trip, Ed, I spent, this is counting the flight. I spent $400 more. What is there? I go to Ocean City every year around my birthday because we have our golf trips, right, like 20 of us. So I go there, but I don't understand. When it's all said and done, and you look at what you spend, you're like, why? You just went to bars and that's it.
I'm with you. I mean, I like Ocean City because it's a tradition. I mean,
that's the only thing you got. They got on you.
Yeah, even I have history. I mean, that's where Jack took his first steps. We were in a hotel in Ocean City. I mean, that's, you know, been a
I was walking away from you. Dad, you spent this much?
I mean,
what you got for us, Joe?
Ocean City was named a top U.S. beach town by Thrillist.com. Best beach towns on the East Coast by Condé Nast Traveler. And it is a top 20 must-see places for summer vacation by USA Today.
Because of the parties. But what I'm saying
this
to you is...
for families.
I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is I've been to all of them. And personally, I don't get why it's that much more expensive. I'm not saying it's a trash city by no stretch of imagination.
I think it's a trash city, but I love it. It's because I'm from here. I can say that.
I'm not saying it is. But what I'm saying to you is, versus the other beach cities or vacation spots, I don't understand why they're ridiculously that much more expensive.
Yeah, because, I mean, and again, if you're going to go to a city like that, you want to just walk around in flip-flops and go to the beach bar, kind of bars and... go to Florida Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, go to Tampa. Go to St. Pete. Go to Clearwater. Go to Sarasota. Like,
it's a hotel tax too in Ocean City. So
it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of taxes.
5 to 6%.
Jeez.
Really?
Jeez.
I was stunned at the prices. Like, I'm like, whoa. Like,
and just for you know, verification, I'm saying it's not a trash city. Not Joe.
No, we all like it because
it's not. You
know, it's part of life here.
If you're from here and you don't think that place is trash, then you're not actually from here.
What are we talking about? The beach itself?
Just the whole, yes, all of it.
I don't
go to
the beach.
It's my little S-hole. I love it.
I don't go to the beach. I go just to the bars, and I think they're pretty, the bars and the cigar spot. It's pretty cool to me. It's just, you know, a little expensive. And to me, the bars and the cigar spot is not expensive. You get the cigars a little bit cheaper. It's the lodging.
Yeah.
They get you on the lodging. That's where you get hit. Trey Hendrickson is reportedly willing to miss some games or possibly the season due to this contract dispute. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, Ed Norris came in smiling this morning.
Yes, sir.
We'll tell you why on the other side up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pacers had their chances. Within 10 in the third, within 12 in the fourth, New York responding on runs each time. And the New York Knicks have looked elimination in the eye, and they are alive and kicking. And now the series to Game 6 in Indy, with the Pacer lead cut 3-2.
When Mathurin is your leading scorer at 23 points, it's a bad night. Now, if he's your leading scorer at 40 points, and somebody else, a couple other players have 20, then maybe it's a good night. But he had 23. He was the only player with over 20 points. Pascal Siakam had 15 points. We talked so much about Tyrese Halliburton, how much of a great game he had.
Big
double.
Night for him.
8 points,
yeah.
2 rebounds, 6 yeah. assists. Still no turnovers, but not a great night.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah, on the flip side, Jalen Brunson, 32 points. Carl Anthony Towns had foul trouble. And imagine the night he would have had if he didn't sit out the entire second half of the third quarter.
He's still at 24.
Yeah. He had four. He picked up his fourth foul.
13 rebounds, too.
Yeah, he had a great night. Really good night. I forget what announcer it was. They put him back in with 0.6 seconds left in the third quarter. And it may have been Van Gundy who said, I don't know if I put him in right now with four fouls. He said, why? He said, he does dumb things.
Really?
That's what I said, Carl Anthony Towns. What did I say? That's it, Carl Anthony Towns? No, I didn't know who the announcer was. I'm sorry, I'm talking to Joe.
Kevin Harlan?
It wasn't Kevin Harlan. It was one of the color analysts. He said, I wouldn't put him in right now because he does dumb things. And he does. Carl Anthony Towns does some... sometimes it's like, what were you doing? That fourth foul he picked up made no sense. And on top of that, he's actually arguing the call on his way off the court. Dude, you fouled him. You put your forearm in his back and pushed him the wrong way with the ball in his hand. That's a foul anywhere you go.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. They did some dumb things that, and that the first loss when they came, you know, they just threw the game away. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, even at the very end, I mean, I can't remember exactly how much time was left, but like seconds left, like 7 seconds or something, 9 seconds. They fouled somebody. Like, okay, you're gonna foul, you're gonna put somebody in line. That's fine. But let more than a second get off the clock.
Yeah.
Like, let 2-3 seconds tick off. Like, they just did it immediately. Like, that was so stupid.
You know what I love though last night? I know 29 threes and most people sound like a lot of threes. I like the fact that they didn't go three happy when they had a big lead. They start going inside, trying to pound it inside. That's why I thought they lost the first game. They're up big and you're still shooting threes. You miss, they make a two.
Yeah.
Now, I've always said, we know it, a three is more than a two. But a made two is more than a missed three.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm coming back and you're missing threes and I'm making twos.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, the first game, Indiana was like, well, screw it. You guys are going to keep missing threes. We're going to make the twos and take the and do the math. And last night, it looked like when they got big leads, they started shooting a couple of them. And then on the floor, the players made the adjustments and start pounding it inside. Andy, you have some hope right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I told you, I thought they'd win last night anyway. I think they were going to come back, you know, and they're good on the road, so I'm not worried about them going to Indiana.
Where's Rashawn? Where's Rashawn right now? Where is he? I talked to him last night. I said, no, I hope you didn't make a bet. He said, no. Why? He wasn't even watching. He said, the Knicks. I said, the Knicks are up. He said, man, and he said some things that I can't repeat on air. He wanted me to come to some spot over there in Middle River. I said, I'm a long way from there now.
Yeah.
I ain't coming down there. I'm a long way from there.
It's definitely going to change your habits, because mine have. When you move, it's like, nah.
That used to be my favorite spot.
Yeah.
Not now. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mikal Bridges held the 12 points, but I thought he played a steady defense. He only shot 12 shots. He was 6 of 12.
I really like him.
I love him.
He's
just a ball player, man.
He is. He's really, you know, he's like a quiet hero on that team, in my opinion. It's funny, when they assembled this team, I was like, I don't know how I felt about it. But, I mean, OG Anunoby's been good.
Yeah, he had a bad night last night.
Last night he was up, but he's been good. I mean,
he has been.
Mikal Bridges has been great. Like, and Brunson's like
he's the man.
He's unreal.
It's funny, like Josh Hart doesn't start, mm-hmm. but he plays more minutes than some of the starters.
34 minutes less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he played, meanwhile, Mitchell Robinson played 20 and started.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting if you look at the box score. Guys didn't play 44 minutes last night.
No.
This was a normal, like what you see in an NBA game, where guys are playing 30-something minutes, 34, 30, 36, 20, 34. You know, usually it's 40, 44. Okay.
See, I think, people talk about the minutes of the Knicks being, and I agree, it's overstated sometimes or it's too many minutes, but I think Indiana Pacers' rotation is weird because their starters, outside of maybe two, don't play a lot of minutes at all. Halliburton. Yeah. And Pascal play a lot of minutes. Yeah. The rest of those guys don't play a lot of minutes.
He's been at 16.
Yeah. Yeah. Miles Turner, 24 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, on the bench, you got two guys that played over 20 minutes. You know, Benedict played 25. Ben Shepherd played 22. You know, Toppin played 18. Their minutes are a little weird on the other side to me. They don't really use the starters very long, but it's hard to argue. I think their thing also is, I think they had the fastest pace of play in the NBA.
Well, that's how the Knicks won it. They slowed them down last night.
So that's probably why the minutes are the way up.
Physical defense, and I think they slowed them down quite a bit.
You know, that's the best way to stop speed. Lay on them.
Yeah.
Lay on them, man. Don't let them go. Hold them. Do whatever you got to do. Don't worry about just fouling them. And they did that last night. The Knicks were not giving up easy layups. I love the one that they tried to look at for a flagrant. And Reggie Miller was beside himself. He said, this is ridiculous. If this is a flagrant, this is not NBA basketball. Reggie said, I've been kissed harder than that. Oh, 410-583-1057 is the number. The battle of the teams with the worst records in the American League this weekend at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we're going to talk some football. Harbaugh's taking a lot of heat for a response to why the team released Justin Tucker, calling it complex. Does he deserve the criticism? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show. sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. John Harbaugh recently asked about the departure of Justin Tucker, and this is what he had to say.
It was a complex decision-making process, and I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzy, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game, you know. And like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to, in the end, it all backs up, it all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, you know, we've got to get our football team ready and we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And that was the move that we decided to make. So in that sense, it's a football decision, you know, and now we have to spend all of our focus and our time to get these kickers ready. And we've got a competition going on and get those guys ready to go make kicks. So that's all I'm thinking about. Like, from my perspective, it's like we got to have a kicker out there making kicks, you know, and what's the best way to get that done?
John Harbaugh has received a lot of criticism about this, largely because he says it's complicated. It is complicated, but why are you upset with John Harbaugh? He didn't make it complicated. Justin Tucker made it complicated. We get upset with the wrong people. John Harbaugh answered it correctly. So let me ask you a question, folks. Those of you who are upset with John Harbaugh, you work for the Ravens, who are a franchise in the National Football League. There's an ongoing investigation. And people are asking you why you let a guy go who was one of the worst at his job last year.
Yeah.
So he's one of the worst at his job last year, and he has off the field situations that he's dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. So how do you explain it? Yeah. It's complicated. It is complicated. How do you know what he can and can't say in an ongoing investigation, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never know what people expect, honestly. I'm with you. I'm just so frustrated by people's, ignorance with some of these things. What do you expect? It is complicated. It's extraordinarily complicated. I mean, just what he said, you have arguably the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL. He's accused of a really distasteful, you know, series of acts. And his performance was down sharply. So what do you do? And like, you wait, he hasn't been convicted or anything yet, but you got, you know, but 16 people accusing him of the same thing. It's like there's a lot of people saying the same thing about him. But is that the reason to get rid of him? I don't know. You saw what happened to Deshaun Watson. Another team picks him up, gives him a ridiculous contract. We've seen so many crazy things in the NFL. It's complicated.
Yeah.
That's it. It's complicated. It is.
They think they have a right to know things. You don't. This is an ongoing investigation. So did I cut him because he was bad at his job last year and I don't believe he'll get better? Or did I cut him because I don't know how many games he's going to be eligible for? Maybe it's a combination of both. But either way, it is complicated and I can't explain it right now.
I love how people are so quick to just jump on people with both feet when something comes out. And this is, you know, in anything, you know, it could be Justin Tucker. It could be Ray Rice. It could be a politician. It could be anybody. You know, I feel, folks, have you ever looked at yourself? Like, what if any misstep you made in life was, you know, broadcast on television, captured on video, in newspapers, and you tell me you've never done anything in your life? And nothing. Never got drunk and got behind the wheel of a car. Never hit anybody you shouldn't have. Never cheated on your wife. Never cheated on your taxes. You ever steal anything? Did you ever do anything wrong in your life? What if that was front page news?
Well, here's the problem, man.
Everybody
pisses
me off.
Here's the problem. And this is why I always ask you this way. People ask me about athletes you're around. Is he a good guy? And I ask them, does it really matter? I mean, he does his job. In our mind, we get to the point where we really want to think these are good guys. They do this, mm-hmm. they do that. So when they fall, we take it personal. You don't know these people.
Yeah.
You don't know them. And I think a lot of it is that. But I find myself, I've said publicly, I'm not a John Harbaugh guy, but I find myself defending him more and more. Because I'm not, just because he's not one of my favorite people, I'm not going to pile on when it's time to pile on. If I'm in John Harbaugh's situation right now, if I'm in his position, and I'm being asked to explain the Justin Tucker, him getting cut, guess what? That explanation is complicated.
Yeah.
That's the best answer I can give you. Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Come on, how y'all doing?
Well, right. How are you?
I don't think that it's complicated. I would just say you can't look at 16 people and tell them the same story. Just cut them. How about I don't have to explain nothing?
Well, he didn't. He said it's complicated. It is complicated because he can't say all of that. You can't just throw things out there like that. That's a conversation that you have at a bar. That's a conversation you have with your friends. But you don't have that conversation. You don't make a comment like that when potentially millions of people are going to hear and see that that comment. You can't do that. That's what some people don't understand. Yeah. I would just say this. Yeah, you would just say that to your family, to your friends, to your buddy at the bar. Yeah. But you're not going to say that to a camera.
No, and I think people forget that, you know, when something is ongoing, you really can't say much. You just can't. And that's an answer. I mean, it just is, because that's far from over.
Let's go out to Lou in Edgewood. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, guys. Listen, you know, I'm a Browns fan and not happy about the Deshaun Watson incident when that happened. It's not ideal for that kind of character to be in the locker room and just that all that drama and all the baggage that comes with it. The Ravens are one of the few franchises in football that makes right decisions, and they do it consistently. And I'm not even a Ravens fan, and I will tell you guys this. When they cut Ray Rice, it was the right thing to do. Cutting Justin Tucker was the right thing to do. It's not a good look for the franchise, and you have to stay. You have to put some morals and values behind your product, or people won't stand behind it. Does that make sense to you?
Hey, thanks a lot, Lou. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Morning, man.
Yeah, you guys are speak my thoughts. It's like I have these people, like Ed says all the time, the perpetually offended, they want automatic satisfaction. And I have four words for those people. Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they don't put themselves, they don't judge themselves.
No, they've all lived perfect lives.
Day in and day out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think in this case, the ones that want more answers from Harbaugh are probably the ones that are defending Tucker, though. I think that's the opposite. I don't think they're judging him. I think they're probably more defending him. But I think more so than that, they want answers. And sometimes you just can't get answers, man. Johnny, Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. What's up?
Not much, man.
I think Tucker actually made it hard on the masseuses. But look, if they'd have kept Justin Tucker, these are the same people that have been giving the Ravens beef for not cutting him. They'd have been asking questions, why ain't you cutting him? Why ain't you cutting him? Why are you supporting him? Why are you supporting him? The Ravens couldn't win on this.
And that's what, Johnny, that's what makes it complicated. That's why I'm like, why are you all upset with John Harbaugh? He didn't do any of this. Justin Tucker made this complicated. He did. Because if Justin Tucker, if he has no off-the-field issues, and they go out and they get competition for him and they draft someone and they cut him based on performance, then you guys know what it is. You can agree or disagree with it, but you know why. But because he muddied the water, he made it complicated. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I think, like you, Rob, this is a very difficult thing when it comes to a billion-dollar-plus business trying to make sure that their end looks right. Harbaugh was definitely going to catch a little bit of love, but for the money he gets paid, he's got to stand up in front of everybody and talk because he is our head coach. But he don't deserve it like that, I don't think. Maybe a little bit, but not.
No, see, he don't work for you, though. He don't work for you. He works for the Ravens, and the Ravens are a franchise in the NFL. So he can't always say what you want to hear. He has to walk the line sometime, and I think that's what people don't understand. You think in sports, you run the show. I'm sorry, fans don't run the show. He doesn't work for the fans. He works for Steve Bisciotti. Steve Bisciotti has an organization as a franchise in the National Football League. Those are the people that John Harbaugh has to please, Ed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the people. There's an ongoing investigation. How many times have police officers or police spokesmen gotten on television and people ask them about something and the spokesman says that's part of an ongoing investigation? That's their answer. Ain't telling you anything. That's part of an ongoing investigation. They can't talk. So John Harbaugh, yeah, all the money he makes as a head coach in the National Football League is why he's not going to tell you anything that he's not supposed to tell you because he makes a lot of money in the National Football League. O's White Sox, we'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Trey Hendrickson says he's willing to sit out some games over this contract dispute. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the Fan.
Well, I can raise a hypothetical with a hypothetical. I wouldn't be standing here with you if I got the deal in January. You know, so to say I'm going to sit out or to say I'm not going to, what I can say is I'm very disappointed with the communication that's been had. It's very, former players have walked in these shoes, and what it foreshadows is not something that I'm excited about to tell my wife and family, like, hey, this is, I'm getting good vibes or should be happy. Those comments stink, you know, and you know, that's what makes this place so special is that they watch me every day.
That's Trey Hendrickson, and reports are that he is willing to sit out some games or possibly this season due to this contract dispute. And if I'm T. Higgins, I'm pissed. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
T. Higgins took a less under market value contract because he was under the impression that he was leaving something for Trey Hendrickson.
That's
so
true.
So you take this deal, and now you go back and you don't, why are we still not signed Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah.
Well, time out. I don't understand right now what the Bengals are doing, but then again, I do understand because this is what the Bengals have always done.
Yeah, they're not known for being a great organization, so they're just not. I hope he sits out the whole season because we got to face them twice, and he is something.
Yeah, he is something.
They have a
dynamic offense, but they didn't do anything defensively, and I'm not very afraid of them. You know, they can score a lot of points. They can score a lot of points.
But he's he led the league in sacks. I mean, he's just
– no, without him, I'm not scared of him is what I mean.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm agreeing with you. If he doesn't play, I'm not – they have no bite on that defense.
None. Defense is bad with him, actually. But he's somebody you got to deal with.
Higgins instead took a deal that put him under a $30 million annual per year deal. So he took an below market value deal. So he could stay there, and he also thought the money would help them get Trey Hendrickson back.
Oh.
So, no. I would be pissed off.
That would piss me off.
You know, right now I'd be like, well, wait. So if you would have told me from the beginning that you weren't going to try to sign Trey, I would have done one of two things. I would have either told you I wanted more money, or I would have gone somewhere else saying we don't have a defense. You know, you took my decisions away based on what you told me.
Yeah.
That's a dirty move, man.
Yeah.
We talk about players all the time and what they do, but we never talk about the teams, and we don't talk about the teams enough.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. And this whole situation always makes me angry when they do this. And I understand football's a little different because there's a salary cap, but I hate when they ask a player to take less to give money to somebody else to make a deal. I mean, I get that you have in the NFL, I get it because there is a cap.
It's a hard cap.
Yeah, it's a hard cap. You know, basketball's a little different.
Basketball is capish.
Yeah, right. Yes, it's capish. I get it. But if I were him, I'd be angry. Yeah, for sure. Especially if he ends up sitting out and the Bengals, they can't score 45 points a game to win because they don't have Hendrickson, and that's what they're going to need.
You know what? It's the NFL. And you know what I never believe in the NFL? It's happened once or twice, but I never believe it until it happens. They ain't sitting out, man.
Yeah.
The NFL is a very short shelf life. Small shelf life. guys typically don't sit out.
Mm-hmm.
You saw LaDainian Tomlinson, the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers turned Jets.
Oh,
Le'Veon Bell. Yes. He sat out of the year. I knew he was going to sit out. That's different. But he's a different character.
Yeah.
I don't think these guys, for the most part, want to sit out. NFL careers aren't that long. I'm going to waste a year. Yeah, I might not be getting what I want, but what I'm getting is a lot more than most others. I just don't see him sitting out.
What I'm getting is life-changing money.
I don't believe it. I don't believe he'll sit out.
You know, and I know people always say, well, yeah, but if you can get another five, whatever. I mean, he's going to make more money in 1 year than most people in America make in a lifetime. Light years. Although light years is a distance, not a time. No, that's right. Light years. Yeah, okay. I'm going to check myself for a second.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Jeez. You didn't realize yesterday you were criticizing someone. You said they used the wrong tense.
It drives me crazy.
It was driving me crazy. Because I'm like, okay, Ed, really? That's what you're going with? You use the wrong tense? Really? Are you listening? You know how some people listen to respond. They're not really listening to you.
Yes.
They're just listening. Are you listening just to analyze?
I don't know. My ears just pick it up and it gets me. I'm like, come on. That's not right. Especially when you're educated. If you had a poor education, okay, that's fine. You know, people with college graduates should be, basically read and write the language.
Does it matter what you majored in? Because... Why'd you give me the middle finger? Does your major matter? Because
yes, apparently.
Know, yes. Yeah, because there's some majors where,
yes.
Just keep it going. You showed up. Commissions Baltimore at 7:30. But on the other side, a battle of the American League's two worst teams this weekend. If the O's lose the series, what's your reaction? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.